You probably know by now the value and importance of social connections. They help us live longer and happier lives. And what's an important aspect of good, strong social connections? Friendships. You've also probably noticed that it becomes a little bit more difficult to make real friendships as we get older. Once we're out of school, where do we meet people who eventually become our friends, right? And this is particularly true if you've moved to a new city, relocated to a new country, or if your friends have done the same. This is why it is super important to cultivate the friendships that we have, the existing friendships, so that they can stand the test of time. And they'll also be helpful when you're forming brand new friendships down the line, because of course you will be making more friends throughout your lifetime as you get older. Today, I'm sharing strategies that will help you build strong friendships that last. Let's get right to it. No ghosting. So in other words, keep in touch with your friends. And I know that this can be hard if your life is your work right now, if you're a busy new parent, or maybe you're in a totally different time zone. And yes, as someone who's lived in different time zones away from close friends, what's helped me, honestly, is scheduling a video call or a phone call ahead of time and getting everyone on the same page, setting out those calendar invites and reminders so that you stay top of mind. When you set something concrete like that, you're much more likely to hold yourself accountable and not cancel last minute or anything. These check-ins don't have to be long, right? They, you know, can be 10, 20 minutes. Sometimes we only have 20 minutes, but you can still make it count by engaging in meaningful conversation. Of course, it's always nice to meet in person when it's possible, when it's feasible. But I think we've all recognized the value of virtual communication and that it can be just as effective sometimes. Also, you can keep in touch by doing an activity together, even if it's virtual. For example, you might have a workout scheduled and invite your friend to join in, and then you can, you know, strength train together. This could also be in person, but just as well through video chat. And that way, you're doing something together and you're having a shared experience and you can commiserate over how heavy those weights are, or whatever it might be. And I realize that you might not be able to do this for every friendship, right? Because it takes a lot of time. But for the ones where you can work out a schedule, go for it. Don't give up on the ones where it seems like you can never schedule a catch-up. That happens too. It just might require a little extra bit of planning on both your parts. But look at it this way. If the friendship is important to you, and if you value that person and that friendship, then you will find a configuration that works for both of you. Good treatment. Treat your friends with the utmost care and respect. Thank them for doing you a favor. Show them that you appreciate them. A sincere thank you will suffice. Do them a favor and apologize if and when needed, right? That happens too. So in other words, be kind to your friends. Be more of a giver than a taker. Listen more than you speak. Ask them how they are, genuinely how they are. Let your actions speak for you. Even if you're far away in a different time zone, send them an email telling them that you miss them. Send a care package in the mail. Yes, some people still use the mail. Show them some gratitude. If you're in the same city, you can surprise them with a fun outdoor activity or enjoy a new, cool, shared experience together, because those are really memorable and special. And keep in mind that this doesn't require you to reach for your wallet, right, and just spend a ton of money. There's actually plenty of activities that can be done on a budget or are even completely free and also still really fun. Having an outdoor picnic, doing a nature walk or hike, going on a camping trip, going to an outdoor free music concert or festival, right? Those things are fun and they won't break the bank. So there are really no excuses not to hang out. Focus on quality. As with many things in life, when it comes to friendships as well, quality takes precedence over quantity. A few close friends with whom you can have those deep, even late night conversations, people that you can call up at 2 a.m. with a question or advice that you need. That's so much more fulfilling than having 50 or 100 friends. that are more like acquaintances, right? They're not real friends. Sharing your ups and downs with these people, not just your highlight reels, can also help you get closer to someone. Opening up your heart and your mind, asking for advice, showing your vulnerable sides, showing your imperfections, right? No one's expected to be perfect. So don't feel like you can't show the imperfections that we all have, right? No one is perfect. Frequency of the interactions is less important than the level of sincerity of the conversation, like the depth. In other words, you might be going on a walk with someone every single day, but you might not really get to know them because maybe they don't open up to you or show a real personal side to them. However, on the flip side, you might have a friend with whom you only speak, say, once or twice a month. But when you do, it's heartwarming. It's a real exchange between two people who dig deep below the surface and really get to know each other and know each other. So which type of interaction do you think feels better and is emotionally way more satisfying? The deeper one, right? That's not as frequent rather than the surface level frequent one, right? Prioritize. Now, it's unrealistic and unfeasible to assume that you'll have several hours a week to spend on cultivating and maintaining friendships. This might be the case in one's teens and 20s, but as you probably know, as we age, we accumulate more responsibilities. And as families grow, marriage, kids, pets, etc., we only have so much time to allocate, right? I mean, we're not superhuman, so we have to be really responsible with our time, right? And some of you might have already experienced this. And so this is why you really need to prioritize the friendships that mean the most to you. And look, people change, priorities shift, people lose touch. If a friendship starts to feel forced, then maybe it's time to let it go. Not all friendships are built to last, and that's okay. That's the reality, and it's okay. You might still keep in touch with your best friend from childhood, or you might not. Maybe your college freshman year roommate is still your number one bestie. Maybe not. The point is, don't feel pressure to make something work when it's no longer working. Just because you were really good friends with them at one point in your life doesn't mean that you still are. And just recognize that. So make the top priority friendships your priority. Show them that you care. Set up a fun online or offline get together. Share your ups and downs. Go beyond surface level exchanges. No small talk. So small talk is really reserved for when you're just meeting someone. We use it in the early stages of building rapport and figuring out who they are and them trying to get to know who we are and what are their interests and are we going to align on certain things. So if you know this person for a while now and are still making small talk, you're stuck in the no friend zone. That's kind of what it is, right? If they're not opening up to you and you feel like it's a little bit imbalanced or unrequited, then move on. With friends, we really want to have those deep and meaningful conversations. We don't want to do the small talk anymore. We're not talking about the weather. We want to talk about life. We want to talk about memories. We want to talk about dreams and goals. We want to talk about shared experiences, get nostalgic, get cheesy, crack the surface, go beyond. Meaningful conversations improve our well-being and our overall life satisfaction. And again, you can achieve this with just one or two friends. Lift them up. It's not a competition. You helping your friend be better will also make you better. Imagine you wanting to get stronger. So you enroll in a strength training program. Awesome. And you invite your friend to join. So you're on this strength building journey together. You now have an accountability partner, and that's amazing, right? It not just helps you, it helps them, and it's a symbiotic relationship. You're way more likely to stick to the program and to share nutrition tips, to optimize hypertrophy and enjoy the training much more now that you're doing it together, right? How much better is that than just trying to, you know, get strong by yourself? When you lift other people up, when you lift your friends up, you also lift yourself up. You influence each other in ways that you might not even be cognizant of. Some of these ways are very subtle, right? Sometimes without even realizing it, sometimes just on the spot, We really learn so much from each other. So keep that in mind, recognize it, appreciate it, and do more of that. So maybe this lesson has gotten you to look at your current friendships and how you maintain these friendships. Hopefully these strategies help you prioritize the top, most important, special people and friendships in your life, and maybe even increase your understanding of how you might be a better friend. So to recap, we want to keep in touch, treat our friends well, focus on the quality over the quantity in terms of friendships, allocate time to the friendships that we prioritize, and letting go of the ones that don't really serve us anymore, and doing so without remorse or guilt. Dive deep and ditch the small talk. Lift your friends up. And while we're at it, give them a great big bear hug. That tactile feeling lights up our neural pathways and has calming effects on our CNS. So that's really special. The endorphins and the dopamine will get you feeling warm, fuzzy, safe, and most importantly, loved. So let's go out there and be a better friend to someone. All right, Explorers, I hope that you enjoyed this lesson. Comment below on how you are stepping up your friend game. Share that with me and the other Explorers in the community of how you're going to be a better friend to someone. I will see you in the next lesson. Bye for now, and happy exploring.